It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. A lot of sunshine. We're at 51 degrees in Effingham off a morning low of 47, yesterday's high of 74. Looking for a high under sunny skies of 67 today. And great for the weekend, 70s for highs both Saturday and Sunday. We'll double-check that forecast for you at the close of our look at news. A Mattoon man was shot and killed during a disturbance in Cowden Wednesday night. The person killed was identified as 54-year-old Chad Perry. The alleged shooter, 56-year-old Trent Buchanan of Cowden, was booked in Shelby County Jail on account of involuntary manslaughter. Shelby County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call regarding the disturbance at 9:46 p.m. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation into the incident. Shelby County Coroner Beth Diebold took the body to have an autopsy completed. The Illinois State Police crime scene investigators and the Shelby County State's Attorney are assisting with the investigation. A car ran off Keller Drive at Kentucky Avenue and ended up on its nose Thursday afternoon. The incident happened about 3 p.m. Effingham City Police reported the car was northbound on Keller when it ran off the road at the Marion Eye Center on the northeast corner of Keller and Kentucky. The car apparently struck the incline at the intersection and pitched forward and ended up leaning against two vehicles parked in the parking lot. The driver of the car suffered no serious injuries. He was out and about at the scene. His car was damaged, as were the two vehicles parked in the parking lot. Effingham City Police, Illinois State Police, Effingham Fire Department, and Rural Med EMS personnel all assisted at the scene. We have a photo of the car on the local news page at 97.9xfm.com and kjcountry.com and on the Facebook page. Well, a new pope for the world. As the red velvet curtains at the Vatican parted, a priest realized that his college pal from the south side of Chicago, that he knows as Bob, had been elected the first American pope. Oh, dear God, the very Reverend Anthony Benedetto Pizzo, the prior provincial of the Augustinian Order in Chicago, said as he heard the news. Pizzo knew Robert Prevost could be named pope, but it was an outside chance. Prevost was just named cardinal in 2023. Pope Francis named Prevost the prefect of the dicastery for bishops, whose job it is to vet potential bishops. His name had come up a few times to succeed Pope Francis, Pizzo said, but he wasn't a named favorite. Well, now he's the pope. And for his part, Springfield Bishop Thomas John Paprocki said in a statement regarding the new pope being chosen, "With profound joy and deep gratitude to God, the Universal Catholic Church celebrates the election of Pope Leo XIV, our new Holy Father. This moment fills the hearts of the faithful with renewed hope as the Church receives a new Vicar of Christ, a shepherd to lead us in truth, charity, and love. We give thanks for Pope Leo XIV's humble acceptance of this sacred responsibility." By the way, Bishop Paprocki also said, "While I do not know him as he ministered outside the U.S., as a fellow Chicagoan, his appointment brings an extra joy to me." It was a special day for the family of the late Chuck Hartke Thursday. The longtime state representative and Department of Agriculture director was honored by the Illinois General Assembly in Springfield Thursday. A resolution introduced by State Representative Jay Hoffman of Highland recognized Hartke for his 18-year service in the Illinois House and his tenure as agriculture director from 2003 to 2008. Hartke's son Chris and daughter Kim Daters and her husband Pat were present for the ceremony, along with Hartke's brother Phil and his wife Carol, Hartke's sister Patricia Poston and her son Jeff, and Hartke's fiancée Brenda Holmes. So a nice event in Springfield Thursday. Tautopolis Village board members this week swore in three trustees to new terms after being elected in April. David Tegler and Greg Oslin were reelected in April. Sworn into her first term was Robin Imburgia. Village Board President David Repking also is beginning a new term. The board heard from local resident Henry Seamer about drainage issues in the village. There is some sentiment for forming a committee to address the issues. There was also discussion about the upcoming project to rebuild Pearl Street. The project will extend from Main Street south to State Street. There was discussion on Phase 2 sidewalk work in Prairie View Subdivision, including seeking easements along Oak Street. Part of the Pearl Street project will include storm sewer drainage at Pearl and Vine Streets. Milano and Grenlow engineers will do research on how to correct drainage problems. There was also discussion on a draft maintenance agreement with the County of Effingham on Green Street to the north end of the village. The agreement is similar to what Totopolis has with IDOT on Main Street in T-Town. The county's responsible for the driving surface, while the village is responsible for the shoulders of the roadway on Green Street. Village Attorney Tracy Willenberg and Milano and Grenlow are working on the project. There was also discussion on a quote for a bridge on South John Street. The goal is to make sure it's at least a two-lane bridge. Also this week, the Village Board awarded a bid to stockpile street maintenance materials to Harmon Brothers Trucking. Permission was given to Totopolis for tomorrow to conduct another golf cart movie night. They extended the hours a little. Also, there was discussion of a redevelopment program for Ruhall trailer sales. The board also purchased two weather sirens for $74,500. One siren will replace the one next to Totopolis Grade School. The other one will be located on the east end of the village. Board members approved two lots in Prairie View Subdivision. Plus, the board discussed the draft comprehensive plan for the village. It's hoped the plan will go to the Totopolis Plan Commission and then to the Village Board. Both of those, they hope, happening in June. The City of Effingham Utility Billing Office recently made a transition to a new payment portal for customers to pay their water and sewer bill online. Improved features include recurring payment with a debit or credit card, scheduled payments, guest checkout, and overall ease of use. Online payment information can be found on the city's website at effinghamil.com/payyourwaterandsewerbill. Customers can also make payments over the phone using a debit or credit card or e-check by phoning this number, 833-490-9215. And to make online payments or pay by phone, customers will need their account number and customer ID. That's on your bill. Or you can also phone the Utility Billing Office for that information, and that number is 217-342-2366. All of that information in a story up on the local news page. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast for the weekend in 2 minutes.
Celebrate good times and 140 years with W.S. Broom Furniture. Brooms is doing it up big with special sales and prize giveaways through their anniversary. And they're topping it off with a Nectar mattress set giveaway on May 13th. Stop by Brooms to register or follow Brooms' Facebook page for the latest news and updates. No purchase necessary. Thank you for choosing W.S. Broom Furniture, a family tradition for 140 years in downtown Effingham. Cheers to 140 more.
Red or green? The question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Regardless of which side you're on, Effingham County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with John Deere and Case IH. Members can save up to $500 off select Case IH equipment. John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum One membership. Not a Farm Bureau member? Give us a call at 342-2103. Or visit Illinois Farm Bureau online and join today.
Mortgage loan rates are scary right now. We get it. So at Land of Lincoln Credit Union, for a limited time, we are offering the Lock Before You Look mortgage loan special. If you pre-qualify for our reduced mortgage loan rate, you can lock in your reduced rate for 90 days while you shop. No worrying about rising rates. For promotion details, qualifications, and restrictions, visit llcu.org. The LLCU Lock Before You Look special is available for a limited time only. Visit llcu.org today. LLCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. How can we help you? We really mean it. We stock over 300 vehicles to shop from. Three buildings on one site to service your vehicle quickly. From oil change to new tires or major repairs such as engine or transmission replacement. Also, if your vehicle's dirty or just needs a coat of wax, attention to detail is on site and willing to work with your schedule for full or partial details, including spray and bed liners. Again, Northside Ford is here to help. Just tell us how and when. Thank you from everyone at Northside Ford.
A look at deaths on this Friday. Marjorie Stortzum Klein, 83, of Effingham, died on Wednesday. A memorial service for Marjorie Stortzum Klein will be this Monday at 5 p.m. at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. There will be an hour's visitation from 4 to 5 on Monday. David Ronald Mahan, 77, of St. Peter, died on Sunday. Funeral services for David Ronald Mahan of St. Peter will be Monday at 12 noon. That'll be at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in St. Peter, and there'll be a visitation time from 10 a.m. to noon on Monday at the church. Pagel Funeral Home is assisting. Betty Jo Chestnut Miller, 89, of Beecher City, died on Wednesday. Funeral services for Betty Jo Chestnut Miller will be this Tuesday the 13th at 11 a.m. at the Hedyville Christian Church. There will be a visitation time from 5 to 7 Monday evening. That will be at Crane Funeral Home in Newton. Funeral services for 85-year-old Vera Blackwell of Effingham, formerly of Iola, will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation for Vera Blackwell will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday. A memorial mass for Robert Walters, 81, long-term resident of Effingham, who lived in Jupiter, Florida, will be Saturday morning at 11:30 at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. A luncheon for Bob Walters will follow at 1:30 Saturday. That'll be at Wheat Penny in downtown Effingham. Graveside services for 81-year-old Patricia Ann Lewis of Newton will be Saturday morning at 10:30 at Westlawn Memorial Park Cemetery in Newton. That again for Patricia Ann Lewis. Services for Alice Marie Welton, 90, of Effingham, will be today. That'll be at 12 noon at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham, and visitation for Alice Marie Welton will be from 11 a.m. to noon. Funeral services for 95-year-old Farrell or Bus Seaman of Effingham will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Centenary United Methodist Church in Effingham. Visitation for Farrell or Bus Seaman will be from 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday at Centenary Church. Funeral services for Howard Tommy Oliver, 6-year-old son of Breeze Oliver and Olivia Rogers of Mount Vernon, will be Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Louisville First Baptist Church. Visitation for Howard Oliver will be from 3 to 4 Saturday at the church in Louisville. Funeral services for 86-year-old Howard Portlock of Newton will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at Crane Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation for Howard Portlock from 1 to 3 Saturday. There will be a celebration of the life of Darren Durbin, 59, of St. Elmo, from 4 to 8 tonight. That'll be at Barn and Bottle Winery, northwest of Altamont, or northeast of St. Elmo. Funeral services for Mildred Stewart, 91, of Jewett, will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. Visitation for Mildred Stewart will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday. Here's a look at our forecast. It's a beautiful forecast. Sunny skies today, a high near 67. Winds from the north-northeast at 5 to 10. They're going to gust to 20 miles an hour. Clear tonight with a low of 44, light winds. Saturday, sunny and 74. Clear and 50 Saturday night and sunny and 76 on Sunday. Currently in Effingham, a beautiful morning. Lots of sunshine. We are at 51 degrees. We had 3/10 of an inch of rain here at the studios last evening. That's our check on news. I'm Greg Sapp.